Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Lennial Writes, the UX Research Lab. Stakeholder management is a broad, complex topic that deserves a deeper look. In this episode, we'll break it down step by step, uncovering key strategies for effectively managing and collaborating with stakeholders. Whether you're new to the field or a seasoned UX professional, the UX Research Lab is here to help you sharpen your skills. Together, we'll explore what UX research is, when to apply it, how it's conducted, and why it's essential. Are you ready? Buckle up. Let's dive into the world of UX research. Stakeholder management. When I hear those words, my mind goes in so many different directions. When we look at the core of what it means to manage stakeholders, it's the practice of identifying, understanding, and effectively engaging with individuals or groups who have an interest in or are affected by a project, product, or decision. Let's not forget that it also involves building relationships, aligning expectations, and ensuring clear communication to create mutual understanding and drive successful outcomes. As a UX researcher, you need to identify key decision makers, influencers, and collaborators like product managers, designers, engineers, and in some cases, executives. How do you identify these key decision makers and how do you start building your relationship with them? You can start by understanding who has the most influence over product decisions and who will be impacted by research insights. A typical process might look like this: looking at the team org charts and reporting structures to see who holds leadership roles is one way to understand the organizational structure. Identifying cross-functional partners like product managers, designers, engineers, marketers, customer support teams, and executives also helps you understand the organizational structure. If you have any concerns or have questions about who are your cross-functional partners, ask your manager or colleagues. Someone will be willing to help. Another way to identify key decision makers is engaging in stakeholder mapping. This is more like creating an organizational map that lists out who the key people are, but it's extremely helpful. Most organizations that I've been a part of had stakeholder maps available to anyone. If you're having trouble locating or there isn't a stakeholder map, create one and then share that map with others. Lastly, observing decision-making patterns is another way to identify key decision makers. Pay attention to how decisions are made in meetings. Who speaks the most? Who people turn to for final approvals? Notice which stakeholders push back on ideas or strongly advocate for changes. I've been blessed to be a part of a strong organizational team over the years. I'm included in all the relevant meetings, and even the ones that I think I shouldn't attend, I still attend, and just act as a fly on the wall. Let's not forget how to build relationships with those key decision makers. Once you've identified your key players, UX researchers should proactively build relationships to foster trust and collaboration. Here are some helpful ways to do that. Schedule introductory one-on-ones. Whenever I started a new company and new job, I always schedule introductory one-on-ones. Reach out to stakeholders for a casual, non-research-related conversation to learn about their role, goals, and challenges. Some things you can ask during that call are asking them how they currently use research, or if they have in the past, and what would be most valuable to them. Find common ground, whether it's shared work goals or personal interests, to create rapport. Number two, involve stakeholders early in the research process. Before starting a study, invite key stakeholders to your kickoff meetings. Use this time to align on goals, priorities, and impact the research can have on their work. Frame research in a way that directly supports their business needs and product decisions. Number three, keep communication clear and targeted. During the research planning phase, it's important to keep your stakeholders up to date on your progress. Tailor your updates to match stakeholders' communication styles. Some prefer high-level summaries, while others want deep-dive insights. When it's time to share your final research report with your stakeholders, use visual storytelling, concise language, and provide actionable takeaways. This is probably important, but a lot of researchers do this, and I've heard them do it. Avoid research jargon when presenting findings to non-research stakeholders. It is best practice to turn complex terminologies into simple ones. Number four, demonstrate the value of research. I have been a part of companies where UX research was not valued. How did I know they weren't valued? Well, staff cutting is usually a big sign that someone up top doesn't value UX research. Or maybe they do value UX research, but it's easier to cut back and rehire at a later time. If you're finding it difficult to demonstrate the value of UX research, show how past research has led to successful product changes or business outcomes. Share success stories and highlight when a stakeholder's input contributed to impactful research. Frame insights in a way that helps stakeholders make better decisions rather than just reporting findings. Number 5, be a strategic partner, not just a service provider. This is probably one of the hardest attributes of a UX researcher. I have been on both spectrums where I was a strategic partner or a service provider. UX research should not be treated like service providers or agency style model. UX researchers should be embedded with their core team, working alongside with their stakeholders. When UX research is viewed as a service provider or centralized in an agency style model, UX researchers don't have the luxury of truly learning a product at a deeper level. They come in when UX research is needed or necessary. How to be a strategic partner? Position yourself as an advisor rather than someone who simply runs studies when asked. Anticipate product questions before they arise and proactively suggest research approaches. Offer insights that connect to business objectives, helping stakeholders see research as a critical part of strategy. That was a lot on how to identify key stakeholders and how to build relationships with them. In one of my upcoming episodes, I am going to have a colleague join me and share their thoughts on centralized research versus embedded research. You don't want to miss that if you're curious about the stark differences between the two. What else does stakeholder management mean? It also means understanding their needs, concerns, and goals related to the research. For UX research to be impactful, researchers must deeply understand their stakeholders, what they care about, their challenges, and how research can help them make better decisions. Here's how a UX researcher can build this understanding. Number 1, conduct stakeholder interviews. Probably less formal than a traditional user interview, but just like user research, talking to stakeholders directly helps uncover their needs. A few ways you can do this is by scheduling one-on-one conversations with key stakeholders. Ask open-ended questions like, what are your biggest challenges related to this product or project? What decisions are you struggling with? What data or insights would make your job easier? What concerns do you have about this research? Listen for pain points in your conversation. Is it a lack of clear direction, uncertainty about user behavior, or challenges with aligning teams? Pay attention. Number 2, align research goals with business objectives. I have been in teams where researchers did research for the sake of research. Somewhere on the roadmap, their work was aligning with business objectives. Wrong. Don't do research for the sake of research. You can reduce this type of behavior by reviewing OKRs, the objectives and key results, or team goals to understand how research can directly support business needs. Look at past roadmaps and research studies. What insights were useful? Where were the gaps? Show how research can answer critical questions related to strategy, design, and development. Number 3, observe how stakeholders work. You can do this by joining team meetings, stand-ups, and sprint planning sessions to see what challenges come up. Pay attention to what metrics and KPIs stakeholders track. This helps frame research in a way that resonates with them. Number 4, map stakeholder concerns and expectations. Some stakeholders may worry about timelines, like, will this delay my project? Others may have biases or assumptions. I already know what the users need. Engineers may be concerned with feasibility, while executives focus on business impact. Mapping these concerns helps tailor communication and set the right expectations. Number 5, communicate in their language. PMs and executives often want high-level takeaways tied to business impact. This is true especially if they may or may not have time for your full research report readout. During user interviews or testing sessions, I like to send end-of-week emails to my stakeholders. These emails are just high-level takeaways and summaries from what we've learned thus far. Designers may want deep dives into user pain points and usability insights. Engineers may need specific technical recommendations from research. I always try my best to include stakeholders from all disciplines, including engineering. you may consider creating a one-off slide for technical recommendations for the engineers. Lastly, adapt research communication styles to fit each audience's needs. This touches on what I shared earlier about sharing weekly high-level summary emails to my stakeholders. Not every stakeholder may want these end-of-week summaries. Just ask them first. Number 6, co-create research plans with stakeholders, but don't let them finalize your plan. I've learned in my career that stakeholders like to have a stake in research plans. Nothing wrong with that. One misconception that some researchers may fall into is that because stakeholders collaborated on their research plans, it's final. You should always vet your research plans with another peer, preferably someone who is senior level and above within their UX research org. I love inviting stakeholders to collaborate on my research questions. I typically ask that if they do have input on the research questions, to make sure that it is in scope of this study. After all, we're not trying to boil the ocean. Number 7, present research as a tool for decision making. Show how past research has influenced successful product changes. Emphasize how research helps de-risk decisions and avoid costly mistakes. Provide actionable insights, not just observations. What should we do next is the key takeaway stakeholders need. Number 8, follow up and iterate. Stakeholders' needs evolve. Continue checking in and refining research approaches. I've seen this firsthand in multiple companies where I thought one approach that worked for them would continue working. Not the case. Their needs evolve because leadership needs evolve. Get feedback on research reports and presentations from your stakeholders. Ask, was this helpful? And what else would you have liked to see? Build long-term relationships so stakeholders see research as an ongoing, strategic partnership rather than a one-time service. Stakeholder management also means managing expectations around timelines, methodologies, and the role of research in decision-making. To drive impact, researchers must deeply understand their stakeholders' needs, concerns, and goals. This understanding helps ensure research is aligned with business priorities, informs decision-making, and fosters strong relationships. Number 1, conduct stakeholder discovery conversations. We already touched on this a bit, but before diving into research, UX researchers should have in-depth conversations with key stakeholders. These conversations uncover what stakeholders truly care about and ensure research is designed to address their needs. Number 2, we talked about aligning with business and product goals and identifying pain points and concerns. Observing stakeholders in action is something that we scratch the surface on. Attend those meetings, sprint reviews, and planning sessions to see what challenges arise. When people ask which meetings I should be included in, I tell them every single one. This way, I can just dial it back on meetings that I don't deem as important to attend over time. Are you monitoring or have someone monitoring internal data and analytics? What trends are stakeholders already seeing and where do they need deeper insight? I like to partner with my analytics team on this. They are my statistics guru and go-to for a quick peek into the analytics. Number 3, I talked a little bit about communicating with stakeholders in their language. Let me expound. Different stakeholders absorb information in different ways. Product managers and executives typically ask for high-level insights, key takeaways, and business impact. Designers want detailed usability findings, pain points, and user needs. Engineers want clear, actionable feedback tied to feasibility and implementation. Understanding stakeholder needs, concerns, and goals is essential for making UX research impactful. By listening actively, aligning with business priorities, addressing concerns, and communicating effectively, UX researchers can build strong relationships and ensure their insights drive meaningful change. Want to level up your stakeholder management skills? Start by having one meaningful conversation with a stakeholder today. I hope this episode was both helpful and educational. Whether you're a seasoned UX researcher or just starting out, it's important to always remember the foundations of UX research. We are the frontline warriors of user experience. Thank you for tuning into my podcast series, The UX Research Lab. I will be sharing valuable insights from industry experts in the future episodes. Be sure to join me for another episode of Lennial Writes. Until next time, stay curious.